Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, here we are, the 18th and 19th of April. Hopefully you've already filed your taxes. Depending on when you're listening to this, if it's listening to it on Saturday, April 18th, you know that last night we had a great road race at NHGI Delta Dental. It's called the... raises money for the Jen Kemp Scholarship Fund, and it's number three of the Capital Area Race Series. So we had the biggest turnout of all time, obviously some nice weather. The next race in the series is not until Saturday, May 9th, and that'll be at the Canterbury Shaker Village, and that's a cross-country trail. So yeah, the times will be a little longer, and that raises money for the Canterbury Shaker Village. Again, the last night's race raised money for NHGI Delta Dental, the so-called Jen Kemp Scholarship. Last week's show was on teledentistry and the future of dentistry, and Dr. Mitch Caray, who is a colleague of today's guest as well, talked about the future of dentistry, including the fact that it's not too far. In fact, in some states already have this, where someone in a remote location may be looking at the x-rays, and the whole point of teledentistry really is to improve access in certain remote areas of New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont. So more to come on that. I think it's not quite current yet that there will be teledentistry in New Hampshire, but I think the future of dentistry is heading that way. Again, that's not that someone in India is going to be drilling your teeth, but someone not at your location may, in fact, be looking at your x-rays. On the Affordable Care Act front, in 2014, the summary of that, nearly 2,700 citizens in New Hampshire acquired dental coverage from Delta Dental Plan of New Hampshire through healthcare.gov, and about 75% of those folks did not have dental coverage before. So, as you've heard me say in the show many times, if you have prepaid dental insurance, prepaid dental coverage in a given year, and if you buy it yourself, 90% of that universe will, in fact, see the dentist. If you don't have dental coverage in a given year, only about 30% of that population will go to the dentist. And so we believe that the effort that we made, a multi-million dollar effort to get onto healthcare.gov in New Hampshire, was well worth it, because thousands of citizens who heretofore did not have dental coverage now have it. They're paying for it in a very modest way, and they're now seeing the dentist. So my participating dentist friends know that this has added a lot of patients. In addition, we have about 5,000 or so individuals who have purchased dental coverage through our private exchange, DeltaDentalCoversMe.com. And we knew that healthcare.gov would be a little difficult to navigate in the first year, so we set up, along with another Delta plan, DeltaDentalCoversMe.com. So in about 45 seconds, my citizen friends tell me they can purchase dental insurance as an individual. And again, once again, 75% of the 5,000 or so people have purchased off DeltaDentalCoversMe.com did not have dental coverage before. So in our business, there's been a shift from business to business to business to consumer, and we are certainly prepared for all that. Some of the strategies are described in my book, There Are No Do-Overs. I just had Dave Cowens at Southern New Hampshire a couple weeks ago for a leadership summit, and he was my co-author. And if you're interested in that book, which describes the strategy behind the Affordable Care Act and many other strategies of Northeast Delta Dental, you can purchase that at Gibson's right here in Concord, or go on Amazon. Now, I mentioned that Dr. Mitch Caray was with me last weekend, and this weekend, April 18th and 19th, is one of my longtime great colleagues, Eleanor Vienne, who's the manager of professional relations. Eleanor, thank you for joining me the 18th and 19th. You couldn't get enough of me Monday through Friday?
No, never too much. Thank you for inviting me. I really appreciate the opportunity to spread the word.
We've already done your performance review, so you don't have to say nice things about me. But before we get into your specific topic, tell us about your career at Northeast Delta Dental, how long you've been here and some of the things you do, and then we will get into today's subject, which is a program we call PANDA, which stands for Prevent Abuse and Neglect Through Dental Awareness. But before we get into PANDA, just tell us a little bit about your career and how you got into this.
Well, I started at Northeast Delta Dental nearly 24 years ago. It'll be 24 years on the 29th, and it's been a wonderful, exciting trip. I started out in claims, got a lot of experience with the dental insurance, having come from Blue Cross Blue Shield and medical insurance. Then transferred to professional relations, where I've been since. And I, as you said, I'm manager of professional relations. We really focus on communication and education with the dentist and their teams. We want to make sure that we carry on the mission that you've established, Tom, of good communication and openness with the dentist, so that we all are on the same page. And we're taking feedback from them as well as giving information to them. It's a two-way street, definitely, and you certainly lead the charge with that, with all the communications that you do with the dentist. We do a lot of community outreach. We go to the Dental Society meetings. We have an exhibit booth at the Dental Society meetings. We support the Dental Society meetings and their continuing ed courses financially with sponsorships, and we're happy to do that because part of our mission is oral health education.
And what you've described, really, Eleanor, it's a great job of describing it. Delta Dental, our symbol, our brand, is a triangle. And maybe unlike some commercial insurance companies, the triangle represents balancing fairly the interests of our participating dentists, providers, the group purchasers who still pay for about three quarters of all of the dental coverage, and then the third leg of the triangle is these individuals who are now purchasing dental coverage, but also need to be protected and to make sure that even if they get their coverage through the group, that they're getting, fairly treated. So I think what you just described brilliantly is the fact that we do at Northeast Delta Dental, totally understand the importance of that triangle and what we're doing to make sure that it stays in balance and that the dental community has a voice in you, and as well as Dr. Corray, Dr. Mills, and the variety of dentists, who work with us. Now, when you say communication and education, that includes, I know that you're starting to do with Dr. Mills more and more webinars for our offices, and you make site visits as well, and that's really to help them with sort of the new and varied ways of processing claims because of the exchange, the public exchange, and so forth. So tell us, when you visit a dental office or when you're doing the webinar, is it nuts and bolts for the dental office team who pretty much handles the claim part of it, or are you also meeting with the dentist?
It's a combination of both, though the focus mainly and the invitation to visit the office mainly come from the dental office team, because they're the ones, as you said, that handle the day-to-day nuts and bolts operations of the dental office, and they need to understand all the changes that are going on in the dental insurance industry and with Northeast Delta Dental in particular, with all the different offerings that we have for dental coverage and how to correctly bill and all of our policies and procedures. That's what the main focus is. With the dentist, again, it's at a different level, talking about policy and procedure and explaining and building on that communication and their participating agreement with us, which is such a crucial part of our business relationship with the dentists.
And I know in New Hampshire we have over 90% of the dentists are in our premier network, and as you know, in 2014 we recontracted and nearly all of them came back, we created a much more simplified system called the Maximal Allowable Charge, or MAC system, which makes it a lot easier for the consumer to understand, you know, the value of the dental product. And quite candidly, it's a little less expensive product, so it's made our price more effectively. So in your 24 years, I think you've seen an evolution. I think it's probably a lot more complex out there now because of what's going on with retail, with the Affordable Care Act, a variety of, as you describe, claim office processing policy codes. So a lot has stayed the same, but a lot has changed, I bet.
I agree totally. Throughout the Delta system, countrywide, we're all trying to be more in tune with each other and try to get the policies and procedures on a national level so that if anyone goes to a dentist in whatever state, they're familiar with the dental policies and procedures for each of the Delta plans. And that's another educational piece that we're working on.
And I'm glad you mentioned there are other Delta companies. We are Northeast Delta Dental, Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont, so that's our territory. Delta Dental of Mass, for example, is a separate company. Delta Dental of Minnesota is a separate company. Delta Dental of Arkansas is a separate company. But we get together as a federation. So, for example, Walmart, biggest private employer in New Hampshire, those claims are actually paid by Delta Dental of Arkansas, but they tap into our database of dentists. So the Delta Dental system has been able to very fluently handle national business. So on the flip side, when we process claims, for example, for TD Bank North, they have banks all across the United States, we're tapping into other Delta plans. So it's really a cooperative effort. So we've got about a minute before the commercial break. So April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. And I know you have an exciting program that actually has been around for a long time, but you have really been the lead spokesperson on this Prevent Abuse Neglect Through Dental Awareness, or PANDA, program. And after commercial break, now that I've teed it up for you, Eleanor, we will talk about how you go to dental offices to explain what the PANDA program is about and what their responsibilities are. So, Tom Raffio will return with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Eleanor Vienne. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And this weekend with me, April 18th and 19th, is Eleanor Vienne, our Manager of Professional Relations, who's worked with us almost for a quarter century. Eleanor, pretty soon, as we walk up the stairs of One Delta, I'm going to see your name on there, right?
Yes, that'll be exciting. I'm looking forward to that.
What we're referring to is that even in today's sort of corporate world where people come and go, and stay on jobs 2 or 3 years, we have so many employees in our company that have worked. I'll be going on to my 20 years, but I'm really a baby. We have Bill Imbrucas, who's going on to like 40 years. We have loads of people with over 25 years. And what we do is we celebrate that as you walk up the stairs at One Delta. There's a quarter century club. So Eleanor will be added to that long list. And then, of course, we have other boards up which show people's 5, 10, 15, 25-year anniversary. So it's pretty amazing that in today's business environment that we have such great institutional memory, coupled with the fact that we've brought in a plethora of younger employees who are bringing in new perspectives and technology. Now, I know, Eleanor, when I started in 1995, we had like our IT department, our IS information systems department consisted of like 1.5 persons, and now it was like 40 people in 2 buildings, you know, to keep the technology up to date, and you have to do that. So I would say that's probably, you know, one huge change you've seen, the system, how systematized we've become.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the investment in that technology and the people has been wonderful. And you've certainly supported all of those major projects that have been able to bring us further along and make us more efficient.
And one thing, while I'm sitting in that office that I sit in, which you know is not a corner office, but actually in the middle of the building, so people can walk between the buildings and say hello to me. We call that the Terry method, that we're emphasizing both having still the best human customer service. If you call a customer service, you get a human being that knows what they're talking about, but also the best technology so that we can do things like the exchanges, both public and private. And if we have time and we're finished up with the PANDA program, we'll talk about how we've systematized this new program called health through oral wellness. So now to the subject at hand, the PANDA program. So again, that stands for Prevent Abuse and Neglect through Dental Awareness. So how did this program start, and why do you think it's an important aspect of what makes Delta Dental special in terms of how we educate the community, in this case, the participating dentists, of their responsibility?
Well, the PANDA program was the brainchild of a Dr. Lynn Mouden from Delta Dental of Missouri. And in 1992, he started up the program, and other Deltas have adopted it, or some form of a child abuse prevention awareness program. Most of us do have the PANDA program. And what we do is we focus on educating the dental professionals and the office team to recognize the signs and symptoms of child abuse and neglect. And one of the questions that we get asked is, you know, why would a dental insurance company be interested in a program such as this and promoting a program such as this? Statistics show that 65% of the injuries that children suffer from abuse and neglect are in the head and neck area, areas that the dentists are most proficient in, areas that they examine every time they see the child. So that we need to make them aware of the signs and symptoms of child abuse and neglect so that they can recognize them from, say, an intentional injury differing from an accidental injury. We also educate them on what their reporting responsibilities are and to whom they make those reports.
Great. So the mission statement, the goal of the PANDA, or the Prevent Abuse and Neglect through Dental Awareness, is to create an atmosphere of understanding in the dental community which will result in the prevention of child abuse and neglect through early identification and reporting of children who have been abused or neglected. So who are the target audiences, and also who are the other members of the coalition?
Well, the target audiences, as I said, are the dental team, and the dentists themselves.
That would be the dentist, yep. Hygienist, the assistants,
and the office staff, even. Yeah, absolutely. We also reach out to dental assisting students, dental hygiene students. I do presentations to each of their classes every year to help them understand what their responsibilities are and make them aware of this problem so that they can take the necessary steps to help that family get the help they need.
And do you also try to make sure that the statewide media is aware of this situation?
We do. We do have our newsletter. We do try to reach out to the media, as we are today, trying to reach out to the citizens of New Hampshire to let them know what an important issue this is, because we all, as citizens in New Hampshire, have the right and the responsibility to report our suspicions to the proper authorities, that being the Health and Human Services, or if a child is in imminent danger, to report that to the police. And what we try to do is stress that you're reporting your suspicions only. You're not making an accusation. You're not trying to get someone in trouble, but you're reporting your suspicions only.
And we will get into that a little bit later, how you are protected from that. But let's at least list the members of the coalition. So it's ourselves, Delta Dental Plan of New Hampshire, the New Hampshire Dental Society, the State of New Hampshire Department of Health and Welfare, Division for Children, New Hampshire Technical Institute, Dental Auxiliaries Department. I know you mentioned that you make presentations there at NHTI. Mm-hmm. The New Hampshire Dental Hygienists Association, and the New Hampshire Dental Assistants Association. So it seems like we have all of the professional organizations together with the insurance companies. So if the objective is to protect children from child abuse and neglect and to educate the dental professionals, is part of that to get people to understand that making a report that this is not going to come back to somehow get the person making the report in trouble? And as you said, it's not necessarily saying that there's abuse. It's just perhaps there is, and you want to at least – so tell us how that process works.
Well, people who report child abuse or neglect are protected by New Hampshire law. If they make a report in good faith, and even if it turns out to be false, if it was an error on their part, they cannot be sued civilly or criminally, there is a protection from them. On the flip side, there is the responsibility that dentists are mandated reporters of child abuse and neglect, and that's contained in child abuse protection laws in all of our states. So it's really important to highlight the fact that they are mandated reporters, and all citizens of New Hampshire shall make a report if they find that there's reason to be suspicious of child abuse or neglect.
So the particular law we're talking about in terms of required to report is 169C:29, and persons required to report any physician, surgeon, county medical examiner, psychiatric, resident, intern, and dentist. So there's the dentist part of it. I also want to point out what you just pointed out, that 169C:31, immunity from liability. Anyone participating in good faith in the making of a report pursuant to this chapter is immune from any liability, civil or criminal. So basically, if you're a dentist, if you're a hygienist, and you see maybe the signs of potential above the neck abuse, then you would make the report, and then the process will play out.
Exactly, and it's up, and you've turned over your suspicions and your information to the proper authorities. They'll do the research. They'll contact the family. And one of the things that people are concerned about is whether or not they'll be identified as having been the person to make the report, and your name is kept confidential unless you're called into court to testify.
And it's a pretty easy number to make the report, the New Hampshire Division for Child, Youth, and Families, DCYF, and that number is 1-800-894-5533. And it's a pretty straightforward report: the name, age, and sex of the child, the address of the child, the names of the parents or the adults with whom the child lives, the description of the possible abuse or neglect, and any other information that could be helpful. So it's a pretty straightforward report. One thing I know I learned through this program is that sometimes the neglect part of it is an educational thing. So, for example, baby bottle syndrome could be a cultural thing where, you know, a toddler is being put to bed with the bottle, and it ends up sort of rotting out the teeth. I'm putting that in sort of plain English, mm-hmm. not a technical mm-hmm. term. So would that be something, again, that's more cultural and educational, but would that be something that you might point out as well?
In the context of a child having been brought to the dentist for care, having that extensive decay recognized and having a plan of treatment proposed, and then the parents' willful neglect of that child, of not bringing that child back for the care, for whatever reason, that is considered child neglect, not carrying through with the necessary treatment. And that's something that the dental team would certainly want to report to the authorities. It could be a matter, like you said, of cultural or education, people thinking that, oh, they're only baby teeth, it's not important, or thinking that, you know, I just don't have the money to provide all this dental care for my child, so I can't bring that child back. By reporting it to the proper authorities, they can get that family the assistance they need, whether it be education or financial.
And I think that's the whole key. We want this to work, so it's really educational. So again, the number is 1-800-894-5533 or 603-271-6556. And again, why don't you go over, if I report my suspicions, but if I'm mistaken, how am I protected, assuming I do this in good faith?
That's correct. It is contained within the regulation that anyone who makes a report in good faith will not be fined or sued civilly or criminally. They've made an effort to protect a child. They've made that report in good faith. They're not trying to get anybody in trouble, so they can't be held responsible for having made that report.
Okay, now take us through. So you have these beautiful panda bears, and you can't know, the listening audience can't see it, but the symbol of the Prevent Abuse and Neglect Through Dental Awareness, or PANDA, is a beautiful panda bear. So you might go out to a dental office, and you would do this education, and then they're awarded a panda bear, so everybody knows that they've gone through the education?
That's part of it, yes. We actually raffle them off at the dental office visit or at the visit to the hygiene assistant class, and the winners get the panda bear. They are also available for what we call adoption for $15, and that money goes directly into the program, helps provide the materials that are necessary. So it's a good symbol.
Eleanor, we need more people like you in New Hampshire. 24 years at Northeast Delta Dental, I'm blessed to have you as a colleague.
Thank you.
We ran out of time, but next time we're here, we'll talk also about Health Rural Wellness. Go on to our website if you want to know more about that program. And if you can, if you're a Delta Dental subscriber and you go to a Delta Dental participating dentist, you'll be engaged in Health Rural Wellness, which can lead to additional benefits. Thank you, Eleanor Vienne. Tom Raffio will return next weekend.